You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so tell me if this sounds familiar. You drive for a living, you lease or own your vehicle, and while you do work for the company that pays you, you're not technically an employee. Yeah, it turns out this model predates Uber and Lyft. Truck drivers have been operating this way for years, and now some of them are on strike at a pair of the nation's busiest ports, trying to force a conversation about what it means to be an employee these days. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
Every day, as many as 25,000 short-haul trucks trek to and from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. They're transporting containers filled with goods that end up in stores like Walmart, Target, and Costco. Most of the drivers aren't employees of a transport company. They lease or own their trucks, so they're classified as independent contractors. And a lot of them say that's not the way it should be. The California Labor Commission has seen more than 800 complaints filed against port trucking companies in the last 5 years. Jorge Mayorga has been driving a truck in Southern California for more than 30 years. He calls the situation an illusion of independence because, sure, he can make his own hours.
But we never has the possibility to make some contract with a customer directly. The company did.
In the reality, they work for one trucking company.
Nick Weiner is in charge of the Justice for Port Drivers campaign.
There's really no functional difference, regardless of the label, of how that driver does their work.
But it's a lot cheaper for the company. It's not on the hook for benefits or insurance. About 750 trucking companies work out of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Most of them have fewer than 100 trucks. Rich Pianca is acting general counsel for American Trucking Associations. He says the majority of litigation, especially in California, is ruling on the side of drivers, and that could be a problem for the industry.
The downside of all this is, you know, it's sort of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And if you go and you talk to drivers who have chosen the owner-operator model, they will tell you overwhelmingly that they want to be an owner-operator because they want to run their own small business.
He says if drivers wanted to get jobs as employees with benefits, they could. James Johnson used to be an employee driver. Now he leases a truck from Fox Transportation. He says he makes more money driving for himself, but he also has to hustle.
It's a business. It might be you drive, like me, I drive this truck. I don't have any other drivers, so I'm responsible for me. If I don't take care of my business, it's not anybody else's fault.
Jonathan Rosenthal is chairman of Total Transportation Services based in Los Angeles. He abandoned the independent contractor model a few years ago because he said he could see what was coming. The California Labor Commissioner has awarded more than $35 million to drivers since 2011. He says he's willing to pay more for drivers right now to avoid the risk of lawsuits.
What people are not contemplating when they think about an independent contractor model is not just how much I'm paying my driver and how much it costs me to operate the business, but how am I amortizing the cost of that litigation? Because that litigation is going to ensue one way or another.
For Rosenthal, giving up the owner-operator model was a business decision. But he also admits he likes that he has more control over how these drivers are treated.
In a very fragmented business, people are going to get taken advantage of. And there is no question in my mind that some drivers have been taken advantage of.
I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.